Hi, fans of the Blanc Sports Show. This is CJ Hawk, joined by, as always, DJ Benny the Bull. We have some somber news here to discuss on the program. After a tragic technology issue, our 45-minute recording that went over the Bulls' free agency moves thus far has been lost. There was a saving issue and it crashed the program that we use, and the 45-minute recording has been lost. And we tried to figure out how to recover it, see if there's any backdoor ways to get the footage back, but there was sadly no way we could tell to recover it, so it's gone.
For now.
So instead, we are just going to rapid fire break down the 45 minutes into a fast episode recording instead. We apologize for the technology error, but it happens. Podcasters, people who do YouTube videos all know the dilemmas and potential pitfalls that could occur.
All right. Let's go forward.
So for the Chicago Bulls, they made some moves so far in free agency. And the first one we're going to discuss is a re-signing. The Chicago Bulls have signed legend Zach LaVine. He's been re-signed. And
Zach LaVine
coming back.
He's returning on a max contract over 5 years. It's worth
$215 million.
And that is the of all the teams that he possibly could have went to, at the top of the list, the Lakers, along with any others such as possibly the Nets, not thrown around as much. But that was likely a destination if he wasn't returning. But the Bulls, they had the best deal. That's the most that he will be able to have in this free agency, so he made the right choice, and he is staying loyal to where he made his name and continue to build on something special.
I don't remember what grade we gave it, but it had to have been at least an A, because
at least
he fits into all of the Bulls' future and current plans, and
yeah,
helping them go back to the playoffs and move in the second round.
It is an A. This is, we need to separate this from any moves, because this is a very unique one. So this was either like he goes or he not. So it's like, yeah. I kind of doubt that we actually gave anything.
I don't know if we did give a grade, but if we did, it would have been an A. But
going forward,
the importance of this move was huge, because if Zach LaVine left, then all the Bulls' plotting, plans, maneuvering, signings were useless, because just DeMar, Lonzo Ball, Vucevic not good enough to advance farther in the playoffs. And if Zach LaVine leaves, then that would have been devastating to the Bulls' current core and future core. But thank goodness he's not leaving. He's coming back. And a lot of the Bulls' moves were made on the prediction or assumption that Zach was coming back. Mm-hmm. So luckily he came back, so those weren't frivolous. Mm-hmm. The second move that the Bulls made was a signing. The Bulls have long admitted they need a backup center when Vooch is hurt or needs a breather off the court. And the Bulls did that in signing Detroit Pistons superstar, recently on the Nets,
Andre Drummond.
Drum roll, please.
gets a post announcement drum roll, huh? It's <That's> very unique.
Drummond, long time big man, and DJ Benny Bull told me this. He's only 29 years old, surprisingly. I feel like he's been basketball for
subtract one
years.
He's 28.
Okay, 29 August.
Well, obviously you see the listing right now, that number, so you're going to say it, but okay. As of now,
20.
You need to add that for next season, he will be 20 now.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but yeah, he's still young, and this is a good one in my estimation. I like Andre.
Yeah, I agreed. I figured we gave it a good marks when we rated it this signing because
just say it
because Drummond, he fits well into the Bulls. Rebounding, he's rebounding god. That's his specialty. He gives a down low presence. We did touch on his weaknesses at the rim, and he doesn't help anyway in free throw shooting, but his inside paint scoring and rebounding are huge pluses.
It's rim protection. That's one of his pitfalls.
Yeah.
Though we hope to get, he's an excellent rebounder, one of the best of today, and he has had he has earned the league's awards for it as a four-time NBA rebounder of the year.
So, two-time All-Star.
Yeah. And he's also, we just gained an All-Star. This is our fourth All-Star that we will have on the Bulls. And fansided.com grade, they gave an A, and we say that this is, we'll give it a B.
Yeah, I agree.
A solid B.
And one thing they comment on this article we read in the fansided one is that they mention no longer the Bulls fans have to see Tony Bradley Jr. out there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good backup for, we're definitely going to see him right off the bench instead of only Bradley.
Yeah.
Now we have someone that has that track record of amazing, being an amazing center. And yeah, he's a true center. And so we're excited to see him when he plays. Also need to add that he's going to mesh really well with the Bulls, especially the difference with him and, you know, anyone else, i.e. Tristan Thompson. He will be able to enter practice. He'll be able to practice with the squad during the summer and going into the new season. And so that will make things way easier and smoother as the season begins, as we'll be better off with someone in that department to be able to shine, because yeah, he's a good fit. And next up,
it's Derrick Jones Jr. The Bulls have re-signed Derrick Jones. The 25-year-old wing comes back to the Bulls. And I know his statistics last season weren't sexy. He only averaged 5.6 points per game, 3.5 rebounds per game. But he did work his tail off and ass off when he came off the bench and start when required. And Jones Jr., very athletic man. He can play D, and I know this isn't like some signing that's going to make all the fans start screaming, but Derrick Jones is a good eighth knife man off the bench, or starter if forced.
I remember CJ Hawk said when we were doing this original recording that he is not the answer and not going to be able to take the Bulls to a championship, although it's a good thing that we're keeping him, because he's definitely he'll be able to get us fast breaks and second chance. I believe he's the only one that not even Vooch, but you know, some extent, but he's the only one has been able to get those second chance points for us, you know, the little that we've been able to get. And he is not too bad, as a three-point shooter is able to get that up as well. So we definitely need more help in that.
Yeah, they mentioned since the Bulls cap
solid power forward
is very small, they didn't have many options financially. Getting a player like Derrick Jones Jr. for minimum for 2 years was a good idea. And I know he's not a Patrick Williams backup or like a three-point sniper, but he will help off the bench. And those are the kind of moves you need to make for depth purposes.
And FanSided gave it a B, and we give it...
I can't really argue it. I'd at least C plus, B minus.
B minus.
I'd probably say all B minus. Mm-hmm. I can't give it a B, but B minus is fine. Yep.
And
we already did that, so it's
And then next, this one's most recent. It came off of the holiday weekend on Sunday. This was a big shock and shook us to the core.
Can't stop shaking.
And he is likely was going to, you know, well, most recently on the Nets. He is a Raptors superstar, and for a good while,
Heat superstar,
and also more so Heat superstar for a good while. The Bulls picked up the Dragon, Goran Dragic.
Yeah. When he used to be a lot younger, he was one of my favorites in the league.
Yeah.
Now he's not very good, but
yeah,
he used to be.
Yeah. And we have to add that he becomes the fifth All-Star on our team. And he, think about that for starting lineups. Having everyone up there, that could happen. And I'm sure we're going to have fun with that. And yeah, he's a good vet point guard. And he hasn't had as much success, especially from health-wise, especially last season. Didn't exactly light it up. I do remember on, you know, with the Heat in their final series, was, he was pretty key for their early success and into forcing them into at least a game five, game six. So, yeah, he is a, what is it, two-time? Another two-time All-Star?
I think one or two, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Dragic, this article gives it a C-minus grade. One we used last time gave it an F. And I know he's 35, which in the league is older. His health's been poor. His shot statistics have been poor. Last season, he only shot 24.5 from deep, which is really bad if you're someone who's shooting in a good clip, which he has been. He is a 36% three-point shooter, so that's pretty good. But lately,
yeah, he is.
He has been poor.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we hope that, you know, he's able to. I could see him fitting well. And this is actually one of the Bulls' most sought-after agents from a year ago. And the Bulls have been wanting to sign him for a good while. So, and finally, this is the year. And look at that. We have the Dragon on the Bulls.
Yeah, and he can help provide some depth off the bench for a veteran presence. He's been in the playoffs loads of times. Weakness, the downsides of this move are there's too many guards now. The guards are like overloaded with Adesumo, Lonzo Ball, Dalen Terry, Zach LaVine,
Kobe White,
overloading.
You could include DeMar DeRozan as well when you want to. He's a good all around.
We'll have to see. And they mentioned in this article that this could be a concern for Lonzo Ball's health. Is there a health problem?
Very true.
Because why would they sign Dragic if that's not the case?
Yeah. Yeah, who would you have start then? Would it be Would it be Kobe? Would it be Io? Or would it be Dragic?
Oh, if Ball couldn't play?
Yes. I mean, status quo.
Honestly, based on last year's performance, honestly, I would hand the keys to Io.
His rookie of the year, candidate, yeah. And as part of the Rising Star roster.
Nice to work on his playmaking ability, but he's like 20 years old, so he has plenty of time to grow.
I believe he's very we've seen like little spurts of that, and he's a really he has high b-ball IQ, if you will. So, and that's backed up by Coach D and his fellow teammates as well. So it's very bright. He's not you know, like a silly rookie that just walked on and not doing much and doesn't know much. But yeah, he's quite the opposite. He knows a lot, and he can only improve. It's what we hope of Coby White, but also Coby White is young as well. 22 years old. And then you said Io, 20 years old.
I don't know if that's right, but around there.
So yeah. Yeah, yeah. I believe he is. He is 2000 or 2001 as well. So, well, Dalen Terry, let's see what we got here.
Right.
In 02. these new. We tend to sign a draft guards too. So.
Well, yeah, a lot of these.
Crowded.
Move players in the roster, if they sign Dragic, it's going to inhibit their playing time, like the Io's and the Dalen Terry's and Coby White's.
Yeah, I'll just be safe and have Io start.
I'd just start him.
And then Dragic, the Dragon, will
be
off the bench. Release it when you're ready.
I'd have Coby switch to shooting guard exclusively, and then I'd, because he still needs to get his three-point shooting available, because that's his skill set, three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. Like corner free, off the dribble, he can do that well.
He can get some steals.
Yeah, he gets some steals.
And so you're saying you're going to limit the shooting for Coby, or not necessarily?
I think I would say limit playmaking, because if they have all these playmakers, it's going to overload him.
Oh, very true.
So he should get shooting
time. Yeah. Yeah, the strongest playmaker from the point guard side is Lonzo Ball.
Easily.
Right, so.
But his health question mark.
Yeah, for now. It sounds like it's looking good according to his father.
Yeah, LeVar.
Recent interview. And this comes off of us that we're possibly going to get another guard. but he landed somewhere elsewhere. Danilo Gallinari, but it was not to be.
He was going to be a great, from the Hawks. Like 6'11", power forward, small forward, guy who shoot the free really well.
Forward, my correction.
Gallinari has been in the league a long time, Italian sniper. He been very successful from deep and volume scorer too. Can average 15 points a game, no problem. He would have been the perfect man who could help increase the three-point shooting, and also start if need be. But Gallinari is going to Boston, it sounds.
Yeah, the Celtics. Staying with Luke Cornett.
And also, I was very sad because there was another player we talked about before this one crashed, but it was about like potential options the Bulls could look at besides Gallinari for like free agency. And one of the ones I mentioned was Dante DiVincenzo.
Oh.
He has a potential option, but he signed today, so he's gone.
Yes.
So
yes. Also today, we have to add, since the original is Pacers star T.J. Warren, who I recommended.
I was angry.
Both of us, actually.
Yeah.
That was real anger.
That's real anger.
Yeah. I guess I didn't show it much, but I was quite angry too.
I thought he was going to be a good player because he's actually a guy who fits Patrick Williams' mold. Mm-hmm. Like
He's a good shooter.
Yeah.
And who can forget his career high 53 points with the Pacers?
He would have been a perfect fit
most recently.
But
yeah, bad he is.
I know the Bulls are truly cheap right now, but still.
Yeah. Do you believe that would have been... That could have worked.
I thought he would have been of like available players at the moment, he would have been one of the best moves. Once Gallinari is gone, he would have been the best.
Oh yeah, it looks like we're making quite a few rounds because we're back to square one. Yes, Warren signed with the Nets.
Come on, why the Nets?
It all tries to revolve around him, despite KD not wanting to be there. I guess it's not really a one of their goals or one of their reasons that they would. But
I mean, it's not KD's.
Maybe it's our Kyrie.
It's not KD's overall motivation.
Motivation for right. them to want to sign, because this is not they're not the only ones that have been traded or signed to the Nets.
The Warren move only makes sense for the Nets if they can keep Kyrie and Durant. Because if they lose them both, then just Warren and the crap roster they have isn't going to do anything.
Very true.
Because they already lost Brown here and left.
I could kind of see Warren fit in, but at the same time, it might be too stacked.
I think he should have went to the Bulls. That would have been better.
Yeah. Who knows, man? He could, leave. Yeah. Trade could happen, or at this point, what could happen? What if it's just like, oh, that's too much, and then Nets wave
Warren
instantly go to Chicago?
Oh, my
gosh. That would be a good scenario. For us.
Well, I know we mentioned these players, but there is one who's still, as of 9:03 p.m. on Wednesday, July 6th,
Whopper Wednesday,
the blonde sensation, the Utah man, former Jazz superstar, Matty Tomas is still available for Bulls to sign. And I know we joke about him.
To think that he was staying.
We joke about him, but to be honest, his three-point shooting is his specialty, and the Bulls need to get someone who can shoot three-pointers, like, now.
Yeah,
so if it can use Matty Tomas in certain situations, he would be the perfect choice.
That's Matt Thomas for anyone who's
listening. Matt Thomas. But
for some reason, you want to say it like
Tomas.
And I don't know what was Satoransky's background.
Right,
That or, Spanish.
I think he was Czech, Sarensky.
Czech or in Spanish. of those. I like to say it.
But Thomas would have been a good choice, I feel like. And his contract is going to be low level. Yeah.
Which one?
Matt Thomas. He'd be a good deal.
Somehow we got Sadoransky in this combo.
Yeah, come back. Sadoransky, come back.
Not a good fit.
It'd be overloaded.
Yeah.
It already is, but
not exactly the best playmaker.
No. Scorer, he's good.
Yeah. Tomas?
Sarensky,
yeah.
Oh, well.
Some crap nights.
But that's what the Bulls have done so far in free agency. We'll see. Mm-hmm. And then get some help before it's too late. The Bulls need to get a backup small forward behind Patrick Williams, a free and D man, and they need to get a three-point sniper, which I know is hard. That's one of the hardest players to find. But
yeah. All right, so starting lineup, how should it look? We know at least, three of them. How?
Well, health-wise, at point, this is burning health, so if someone's hurt, don't come at me and say, "You fool." No, health-wise.
Fool.
Health-wise, it should be Lonzo Ball at point guard. Best point guard on the team. Experience. Playmaking superstar.
Only 24 years old.
Defense improving. Last year especially.
He's
so
a bright star.
Easily point guard. Shooting guard. Zach LaVine. That's obvious. He could be face of the Bulls, arguably.
Face of the franchise.
Small forward.
Yes, he is.
He showed glimpses last year when he came back for his two games after 100 years missed. Patrick Williams. He's a three-point defensive specialist. D, that's his specialty, and wing defender. He's crucial for the Bulls' success. He just needs to, like we've said, stop being so tentative, so scared, like, I can't do it. He needs to become more aggressive.
Yeah. It comes with that. He is the style of him is not, he's not much of a rusher.
No.
So when he wants to do a three-pointer, he takes his time, which I respect.
I respect that.
But yeah, in terms of going up to the basket, he does need to paint buckets, I guess. He needs to be more aggressive.
Power forward DeMar DeRozan.
Well, not to the point where he gets hurt, because he got hurt in that way. So
I mean, you could interchange. I guess I would say DeMar at small, and then Pat Williams at power, I guess.
Yeah.
And then center, Vooch, obvious.
Yep. Nikola Vucevic. We're able to put him last. But yes, small forward.
Probably DeMar, actually, not Pat.
It's DeMar DeRozan.
Then Pat. Yes. Power forward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we already mentioned that.
So overall, the Bulls lineup has some starting five, has some length. It's not the biggest starting five, but...
Yeah. What would be your backup? And not talking bench, but let's say Ball is... is not able to come back right away.
Ball can't. How would it look? If Ball can't play, then it's gonna be Io for me, because Dragic. I don't know.
Dragic. Yeah.
But Terry's too new. He needs time to grow. Kobe White's shown that as the leading point guard, he's struggled. So I would go with Io for me.
Edgar. Yeah, and then any other changes?
Well, I can't forget about Caruso. He's crucial to the team's success.
Mm-hmm.
And
fine choice of words.
I can't forget about Javante Green.
Yeah.
He's also crucial for defensive purposes.
So, if not Williams, then it's Javante Green.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For me.
And then the other three could... Well, could stay.
Well, Vooch can't play due to injury, then it's Drummond for me.
All right, so to recap, secondary starting lineup would be point guard,
Ayo
Dosunmu.
Shooting guard, I guess.
Shooting guard, Zach LaVine.
Yeah, if he's healthy, yeah.
Zach LaVine. Well, let's just say, all right, if you don't factor in Zach, if Zach is still out, which is a huge possibility still, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to be Alex Caruso.
Yeah.
Shooting guard Alex Caruso. Man in the middle, center is Andre Drummond.
Yep.
Small forward, DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, DeRozan, yeah.
Power forward, Javante Green.
Yep.
Solid.
Yeah, solid.
Look at that. We have Javante Green and Andre Drummond, like, two, you know, different, like, size players, but they act like they're huge.
The only weakness of the Bulls bench players is, like, we've mentioned, we've talked about it ad nauseum, but the Bulls' three-point ability and skill off the bench is not that fantastic.
Yeah.
So we just need...
We need to add one or two more players.
And our three-point specialist.
For depth. Well, preferably small forward.
Well, yeah, preferably a small forward.
A forward in general.
Free and D man.
Yeah.
A guy who shoot the free and defend. Mm-hmm. That's who I'd want the most.
Yeah.
Like a Trevor Ariza or a...
Yeah. Now, is that possible?
PJ Tucker, something like that.
No.
He just signed, so he can't come Tucker, but... Someone like that.
So, the other...
I don't think... Does Ariza even play?
Ariza...
I don't think he even plays.
Ariza, possible.
Did he?
He might have been free for a long time.
Right. Listed. Yeah. He would have been one who would work. Like, someone like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he just last played. He's still a free agent.
So, he is available.
Let's see. At 37 years old.
Yeah. But, I mean... I think he could be okay.
Yeah, he was waived in April.
Yeah.
So he is free, huh?
Yeah. His statistics last year weren't fantastic, but...
Yeah. So he could...
I mean, what's his three-point career average? 35. Okay, that's pretty good.
35%?
Yeah, 35% for his career. That's not bad.
Was his best. His best year has...
That was in 2013.
With Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
Look at that. So, let's see who... Yeah, small forward.
I don't know. There's worse moves.
very true.
And he was waived, so he's available for maybe veteran minimum.
I believe he could fit well.
I think he would.
But, I mean, also name value. And
he's 6'8", so he gives length.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. A very tall, you know, it's a huge, small forward that can shoot the three. Oh, look at that.
I've always liked Trevor Ariza, so I don't. I think he'd be a good fit if he
was still looks the same.
Open to.
He still looks the same.
He does, yeah. I don't know why he would not be open to coming to the Bulls, because why not?
He's a champion.
Yeah, he did. Years ago.
In, with the Lakers. Was it the Rockets?
he was on the Lakers team with Kobe and Lakers, when they beat the Celtics in that thriller.
Yeah, he's a disabled player, and I say that like disabled player veteran because that was a year. Kind of laugh because it is with Yao Ming,
right?
Legendary years, but it was towards the end.
Well. That ends up our Bulls coverage. We apologize for the recording snafu, but we tried our hardest to come with a dependable backup that went over the same coverage.
Yeah, we still wanted to do it, so here you are. Here you go.
Enjoy. We're continuing on with episode 101 of Blanc Sports Show. We completely wrapped up our Chicago Bulls talking about Zach LaVine and other moves we've made to shore up the roster. We continue now with WNBA talk here on the Blog Sports Show. The WNBA 2022 All-Star is upon us. Going to be here any minute, a few days away. In Chicago at Wintrust Arena, home of the Chicago Sky, defending champions. And a few days ago, the rosters were revealed for the 2022 NBA All-Star Game. And the two teams are Team Wilson, which is AJ Wilson, one of the best players in WNBA, and Team Breonna Stewart, one of the best as well. Team Wilson will wear orange. Team Stewart will wear black. Coach James Wade, the defending champions, Sky's coach, will coach Coach Stewart. And Becky Hammond, who used to be the San Antonio Spurs assistant coach, now head coach of the Las Vegas Aces, will coach Coach Wilson. Now we're going to reveal the rosters. Take it away with your first one, DJ Vanderbilt.
All right. Yeah, we hope to be in attendance for this when the All-Star Game occurs. And so let's get to it. First pick under Captain Wilson is... Oh, actually, that's where you're going to start.
I'll start there. That's me then.
Yeah.
All right, so first pick by Team Wilson is co-captain, which I guess doesn't really count as a pick because they were honorary player, but Sue Bird of the Seattle Storm is on Team Wilson. So the first real pick that was drafted we'll go with was Candace Parker of the Chicago Sky, one of the best players WNBA history easily. I would have chosen her first if I was drafting as well, so that's no surprise.
Alright, to Team Stewart. First pick, co-captain Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. And then first, next pick, which is the first over the captains, is Jackie Young of the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah, Jackie's had an unbelievable resurgence with the Aces this year. She's been fantastic guard. She started big minutes, made big shots, added the free point to her arsenal, and she's been a key reason why the Aces are one of the best teams in the league.
Yes. To add, Fowles will also be planning to retire at the end of the season.
Right.
So this is basically a honorary position as the co-captain.
Just like Sue Bird retired as well. And one thing to note, before we get too far, is there was a trade between Sylvia Fowles and Sue Bird that were traded. So Sylvia Fowles was traded to Team Wilson and Sue Bird was traded to Team Stewart. So that's one thing to note.
Yes, yeah, so Wilson will be co-captaining
with Fowles. Yeah.
And Stewart will be co-captaining with Bird.
The next pick for Team Wilson is from Las Vegas Aces, guard Kelsey Plum. I think she should definitely be in the running for MVP, in my opinion. She's been a lifesaver for the Aces when, for example, AJ Wilson's been able to play or Jackie Young's been hurt. Kelsey Plum's been unbelievable. Her scoring, her assists, her rebounding, her defense has all been off the charts, and Kelsey Plum, unbelievable.
Recently, six women.
Yeah.
And now she's
come up. Ramping up.
Reminds me of a certain Toronto Raptor.
Scotty Barnes.
Pascal
Siakam. Kyle Lowry.
Freddie Van Vliet.
That's a good example. Yeah. There's so many good Raptors.
Talking about a local boy. Oh, yes. One of our faves. Not to get too mixed up. Yes. The third pick by Team Stewart is Jonquel Jones of the Connecticut Sun. And Plum is from Las Vegas Aces, in case anyone does not know. And yeah, we'll see. This is a young squad so far.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't know a ton about Jonquel Jones. I know she's a center forward type. And one thing I have to admit is that I don't know a lot about the Connecticut Sun roster. I know according to 2K and the league and WNBA insiders, they have a lot of great all-star caliber players on the Connecticut Sun. I just don't know a lot about them yet, which is, that's me on me. I'm trying to learn more about the WNBA players. Just for now, I'll admit that. Next, for pick Team Wilson, the pick number 5 overall from Los Angeles Sparks, DJ Bamble will take this because I can never say it correctly.
Nanika Ogwukamake.
Yep. The Sparks. And quick programming or note of the roster. She was immediately traded after this pick from Team Wilson to Team Stewart. So she was immediately traded after this.
All right. And let's continue for Team Stewart. Their next pick from the New York Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu. So Sabrina belongs to Wilson.
Yeah, she was traded for Nika.
Yeah, so that means for Stewart, we have Owemike. So Sabrina, one of the best today.
Yep.
Rising star in the WNBA, and she has had a good season since she's been back. And we'll be able to see her once again. If we're in the crowd, we'll be able to witness her this time at where she belongs, and we to live up to, hopefully it'll be one of her best games, because I could foresee the WNBA really competing here, so it's gonna be a treat to see what we have so far. The lineup we've announced so far, is very special.
Yeah, and Sabrina has a lot of pressure on her because she's had some triple doubles, and She's tried to stay healthy, of course. She's been hurt a little bit, but her pressure is on her due to the lofty media expectations. Like, she immediately was announced as the next LeBron James. As soon as she
it's given to her.
graduated from Oregon, yeah. She immediately was the next LeBron James. And there's a ton of pressure on someone like that. And I read an article, interesting article, about a guy who was 15 years old a couple years ago. His name was Imani Bates. And he was, like, in high school, and he was like, he's the next LeBron. And then his dad butted in just like...
Bronny.
Just like LeVar Ball. The dad was like, I can't control my son's life. So he took control of the son's life.
You aren't serious.
And from where people thought Imani Bates, yeah, was like every college wanted him, like Duke, Kentucky, Louisville, every college. He went to Memphis under Penny Hardaway and had a horrible year. And he ended up, now he had to go to Eastern Michigan University. So he said, from 1 minute a couple years ago, 2019 or 2020, he was like the next LeBron. Now he could barely go anywhere. So it shows how like pressure can hurt someone's abilities.
Get the best of you.
And I don't know if he was that great, but he was only 15 years old. Give the kid a break. Now exactly. He's only 18. Yeah. So he's still really young, but...
Just the pressure comes with the NBA
can.
Introducing that new program.
The G League, yeah.
The G League Ignite.
Yeah.
So you can be picked, straight out of high school. And then instead of opting for
college.
For college, really. I mean, that's basically how, you know, some legendary players, you know. I mean, Bron himself. Like
high school only, yeah.
High school only, but after he was graduated, right? So it's like, you know, now it's even, younger.
All right, now we're going to do the benches, and DJ Manny Bull will go first with his first bench selection.
All right, Team Wilson continues with the pick for their reserves.
Wait, you mean Team Stewart first. For you?
Team Stewart, my bad.
No, it's fine. It's, they confusingly made it hard to read.
True that. We got Jewel Lloyd of the Seattle Storm.
And for Team Wilson, we have youngest woman on the roster, 2000 baby from Atlanta Dream. She wants to dream this moment for decades. Just kidding. We have Ryan Howard.
I mean, who knows? Next. Ninth overall pick. From the Chicago Sky.
MVP.
Finals MVP of 2021. Finals is Kalia Copper.
Number pick 10. I apologize. He's probably the person I know least about on all the WNBA roster is Derek Hamby from Las Vegas Aces. I know she's a center, I believe, so I know that, but...
Right. It's coming up.
I apologize. Yeah.
Next, Team Stewie picks from the Phoenix Mercury, Skylar Diggins-Smith. Another one of the best today. And she is on the come up. I saw that she was on the fashion... she wants to be the fashion icon as they displayed
her. I like that.
Her, and one of the most searched players... associated with fashion tips.
Well, I appreciate that, because now I work with shoes, so I care more about fashion, so I appreciate that. Yes. Pick 12 from the Chicago Sky, Courtney Vandersloot.
One of the best point guards of today.
Easily. And more than deserved to go.
Easily could be a starter.
Easily.
Yeah. But she did say in a recent scrum that she... is not slighted. She is not upset that it went to someone else. And that, you know, it's just the timing and just the talent, the lineup is just very stacked. So someone else's day. But you never know. I believe if anything occurs with the starters, she'll be the first to step in for Team Wilson.
Easily.
And we know she's got that Chicago... Great.
It's your turn. Yeah.
All right. All right. Next to your team, Stuart, is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun.
Pick 14 from Team Wilson from the Washington Mystics. I almost said Spirit.
It's been a minute.
I almost said Spirit because I'm used to the Washington Spirit on WSL. I'm like, oh, Spirit, not Mystics.
You haven't seen Elena.
She's been hurt.
True that.
So I almost screwed up. I apologize.
It's been a while.
Ariel Atkins, and I don't really know a lot about her either, so I can't really say anything about Ariel Atkins.
Now, she is a guard, and she is out of Texas. Also one of the younger players, but she is like somewhere in the middle of this roster. So next for Team Stewart is Arike Ogunbowale of the Dallas
Wings.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. When she is on the court, she immediately electrifies the fans. And I say when she's on the court because she's been hurt a little bit this year. But when she's on the court, pick 16, also from the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut Sun had a lot of players make it this year, which is understandable because they're like tied for first up there in the WNBA standings. Is Brianna Jones. The second Jones who made it on the Connecticut Sun.
Of the Sun. Well, if you want to connect it with 2K, that's quite a bit of a fill-in, unknown, made-up players that they tend to slot in with the name Jones.
So. Brianna Jones is very good front court player. And she's not that old either. She still has... She's getting close to 30, but not there yet. So she's in the prime of her career.
Oh, not really.
In the prime.
Well, that's 20. Barely 26.
Yeah.
No, 27.
She's in the prime.
Not even. Yeah. But, oh, yeah, definitely. All right, back to Team Stewart. The final pick, 17 overall, is from the Chicago Sky, Emma Mieseman. She is a... You still say brand new.
I'd say so.
You know, to Chicago. She's been in the league for a couple of years, and she's a rising star that definitely earned her spot here. And also, not if you don't say she earned it, definitely the respect from the fans got her through. I'm sure a lot of Chicago Sky, what'd you call the fans? Skyscrapers. they voted in Emma.
And last pick of the draft overall, New York Liberty legend, second best player on the Liberty, besides Sabrina, center. And did we get to see her when we saw Liberty, or was she hurt? Do you remember?
I think she was hurt, right? Yeah.
It's Natasha.
Or at least she only played a few minutes. Yeah.
And
yes, Howard.
According to 2K, when we played WNBA players, she is a 91 overall rating. So Natasha Howard, very great player. And it'd be fun to see some of these players who aren't on TV every day. Because like the ones like on the Sky, Mercury, Seattle, Vegas, I feel like on TV all day every day, but. One's on like the Sun. Maybe you'll see more Dream or something. Thank you so much. DJ Benny Bull is trying to work on his hand signals, so he appreciated that.
I thought you were throwing up that low.
No,
two sign.
She is a 91. No,
I thought when you said as soon as you said 2K, I thought you were throwing up
no.
Symbol for 2K.
No,
at least
and
two. Hey, look at that! Did it just come up that ad? We were mentioning G League again, and Fuel Tomorrow comes up.
Yeah, so that was our...
Sorry, this week.
discussion of WNBA All-Star Game, July 10th, which is Sunday at 12 Central Time.
You'll be, you'll have the day off?
I would, yeah. So
all right.
It's possible I could go.
Yeah.
If right. we get tickets, I could try to go.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. First All-Star game.
On ABC overall. As well. So not yeah. ESPN News, don't yep. worry. It's going to be on ABC.
Yeah, at noon. At local noon. Time.
Yeah, local time.
Yeah, that's 1 in the afternoon for y'all. Eastern time.
And I don't know the festivities besides the All-Star game. Like, is there going to be a dunk contest or a three-point contest or something? But
There'll be some.
Some contest.
Something.
I hope there's, like, a three-point contest, because that would be fun.
Yeah, at least
some contest. At least
have that.
I don't know about dunk contest, but three-point contest would be fun.
Yeah, I know there's some experiences that are going to happen, too, so keep it locked on there.
Yeah.
And if we do, we'll surprise you on here and tell you how it went.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to this. And we'll keep you updated if there's any injuries or replacements or festivities announcements revolving around the WNBA All-Star game. And I saw some ads for it downtown, like on the bus stop and stuff. That was cool.
The one on State Street.
Yeah.
That's been.
I saw that one, yeah. So that was good. So if you have any questions about WNBA, the league itself, feel free to let us know. We're becoming more of insider types of WNBA. It's becoming one of our more covered leagues, especially Chicago Sky. So if you have any comments, questions, let us know. Thank you so much for your support. And we possibly will have more discussions about topics for episode 101. Goodbye, baby, for this.